This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Marshall Terry. Here's a profession seeing layoffs amid the coronavirus pandemic that's surprising: doctor. The cuts come as hospitals have shifted much of their resources to fighting COVID-19 and increasing telehealth while scaling back on non-essential procedures. Hospitals also say fewer patients are coming in for treatment unrelated to coronavirus out of fear they may contract the virus. For more on this and other business news, we turn now to Tony Macia of the Charlotte Ledger Business Newsletter for our segment, BizWorthy. Tony, are these jobs that will come back once the pandemic is over?
I think, Marshall, in many cases, yes, these jobs will come back. We're in a unique time right now in a lot of different ways, and it's sort of odd to think that we're in the middle of a health crisis, but the number of healthcare jobs is declining. But the reason for that is, you recall about a month ago, the hospitals and doctor's offices started gearing up for what they anticipated by now would be a huge surge of patients with coronavirus that, for the most part, hasn't really materialized. And they also, you know, public health officials said, you need to stay at home, and people largely have obeyed that. The problem for the healthcare industry is a lot of those people are actually staying home and not going to the hospital and not going to doctor's offices. Yes, a lot of them are doing telemedicine and virtual visits when they can, but the volumes of patients going into medical facilities has really dropped quite precipitously. And so what that means is that doctor's offices don't need as many people in their offices. Even emergency rooms are seeing some cutbacks. I talked to a doctor who works at a community hospital in a county next to Mecklenburg, and she said the ER volume of patients was down by about half, and that when you have half the number of patients, you need half the number of physicians. So, you know, it is sort of odd you're seeing cutbacks in healthcare at a time when healthcare is sort of, on the front burner, but, it's really just sort of a reflection of the odd times that we're living in.
Charlotte is known as a banking center, but its healthcare sector has been growing. It sounds like that's still probably going to be happening. It's just that the brakes are getting pumped a little bit right now.
Yeah, I mean, some of the economists have come out, some of the local economists in North Carolina that look at North Carolina's economy have come out in the last week or two and said, you know, certainly hiring is on pause in many cases right now in a lot of these different industries. A lot of people are just sort of waiting to see how this shakes out, how much longer this will all go on for. I think healthcare long-term is a pretty good place to be. You're still going to have people getting sick. You still have a population that's aging that needs all sorts of medical services. And so, you know, I think the longer-term outlook is pretty good, but in the short-term, there are definitely some challenges.
Let's shift now to the ongoing battle over when to reopen businesses. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster this week allowed some businesses to reopen. Here in North Carolina, Governor Roy Cooper said he'll announce details this week on how to gradually ease restrictions on businesses. Any idea of what he might do?
Well, if you look at what's gone on in some of these other southern states, and it's really states that are fairly close to North Carolina, you know, in South Carolina and Georgia, Tennessee, they're starting to make some moves toward reopening some of these retail businesses that have been closed and that have previously been deemed non-essential. We're talking about businesses like florists, craft stores, bookstores, those sorts of things. And they say, well, they can put in social distancing measures that are similar to what you would find in a grocery store or a pharmacy in North Carolina nowadays. And so I think you are going to see pressure applied in North Carolina for some of those same sorts of things. There's going to be probably a little bit of reluctance to do that in places like Mecklenburg County that really want people staying at home and not going out more than they have to. But I think statewide, I think you are going to see some moves in that direction.
It can be an advantage for businesses in South Carolina close to the border right now, right? I mean, I imagine they'll be getting shoppers from North Carolina who are itching to get out.
They definitely will. We posted one of our articles on this on a Facebook group, a Ballantyne Facebook group earlier this week, and there was a very heated discussion about whether people should be going out and shopping in South Carolina. And some people were saying, I'm definitely going. I definitely need to get out of the house, and I need some things from down there. And other people were saying, don't be foolish, don't be dumb, you should stay at home. There's a big debate really over that. I think, you know, if you've spent any time down there along 521 and Indian Land, I mean, there's a lot of traffic. I happened to be out there last weekend, and there was still a lot of traffic. There were people out shopping. You know, there's going to definitely be a bunch of people, from North Carolina heading across the border.
The hundreds of billions of dollars in Small Business Administration loans as part of the federal coronavirus relief bill have already dried up. Do you know if the majority of Charlotte businesses that applied for those loans were able to get one?
There are no great statistics on this at the local level. The SBA has said that in North Carolina, about 40,000 businesses were approved for the loans. I can just tell you anecdotally, in talking to a lot of small business owners, you know, I found a few that were approved, but it seems like most of them were not. And it really, you know, this whole program, as we've talked about in the past, Marshall, it really came out very quickly. The banks didn't quite have time to gear up. There were a lot of glitches in the applications. And now it's seeming like the people who got the money versus those who didn't get the money, it all happened to be on what was your relationship like with your bank. Some banks were better positioned than others. And so it was sort of a little bit of a mess. And you know, you have haves and have nots. A lot of people equally deserving, but some received the money and some didn't. And they're talking about extending it in Washington, you know, another round of it, just because the needs are so great.
All right, Tony, thanks.
Thanks, Marshall.
That's Tony Mesilla of the Charlotte Ledger Business Newsletter. You're listening to WFAE's Morning Edition.